Blackstone Audio presents Irish Thunder, The Hard Life and Times of Mickey Ward by Bob Halloran. Chapter 1. A dozen bellies cozy up to the bar. Shots and beers for a small group of men. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and drinking seems like a good idea. It had been this way at the Highland Tap for the better part of 3 decades, and if it stayed that way for 3 more, that would suit these men just fine. The tap was their comfort zone. It was dark, and it was quiet. The faces were as familiar as the conversations. The tap was no frills, with a handful of tables and enough wooden stools to surround a small oval bar. Pictures of fighters hung from the walls, local boxers whose images filled these patrons with a sense of parochial pride. If you grew up in Lowell, you were tough, because Lowell made you that way. There were times in Lowell's history when it had been a good place to raise a family. The rest of the time, it was a good place to raise a little hell. Most of the men who ventured into the Highland Tap had done both. "This used to be one hell of a tough town," one man says to no one in particular. The speaker turns out to be Manny Freitas, whose picture hangs on the wall only a few feet away. The photo was taken some 30 years earlier, when Freitas was still able to pick up a few bucks fighting in small New England venues from Providence to Portland. Freitas had had the privilege of being knocked out in the first round by the great Marvin Hagler in Portland, Maine, in 1973, when Hagler's career was just getting started and Freitas's career was much closer to its end. Freitas reminisces humbly. "I'd seen him in the amateurs, so I knew he was a good fighter, but he surprised me with his hand speed. I never..."